Governor Snyder plans to appoint an emergency financial manager to run the city of Detroit. He announced last week that a financial emergency exists in the city. Now, Detroit City Council can challenge this decision. If it does, there will be a hearing next week on the issue, but the council is divided on what to do. Jack, what's going on in the council?
Well, about the same thing that's gone on for years and years, Christina. They sometimes say they put the fun in dysfunctional. They're divided. Some of the councilmen say this is a futile effort anyway, since they're appealing it to Governor Snyder, who is unlikely to overrule himself. Charles Pugh, who's the council president, thinks they should do something, but they don't know what. But the odds of any appeal being successful, even if they make one, are pretty small.
What does Mayor Dave Bing think about all this?
Mayor Bing apparently is reconciled to the idea that there'll be an emergency financial manager. He still says he doesn't want one, but he seems to regard it as inevitable. There's something else going on here, Christina. The financial manager can decide whether to pay these people or not, or to pay them part of their salary or none of their salary. And in one city, the mayor was cooperative, and he got paid, and the council wasn't, and they didn't get paid. And this is a lot of money in terms of Detroit City Council members make more than $80,000 each. So that might be some of the reason they're hesitant about what to do.
What's the timeline now? How soon could we see an emergency financial manager at the helm?
Oh, pretty soon. I think you'll see one within not too long at all. They had a 10-day appeal process. The clock started last Friday, I believe. So 5 days after that, if they don't appeal, I think we could have one and are likely to have one soon. I think it's all but certain we'll have one by the end of March.
Okay, Jack, next we're going to talk about something that we all know something about, Michigan's roads. The governor wants lawmakers to act soon on a plan to raise more than $1 billion in new revenue for roads and transportation projects. What options are on the table to pay for that?
Well, the governor wanted to do it by raising the gas and diesel fuel taxes and car registration fees. Legislature doesn't like that idea, possibly because they don't want to be accused of raising people's taxes. They've got this Rube Goldberg kind of scheme where they would first repeal the sales tax on gas and then ask the voters to enact a 1% sales tax across the board to pay for the roads. So we go from a 6% to a 7% increase. And if that doesn't work, maybe fiddling around with putting a sales tax on services again. But They were talked originally of putting the sales tax on the ballot in May. The time is running out. They'd have to do that by tomorrow. Most legislative leaders say it can't get done. Democrats hate the idea of a sales tax. It's a regressive tax. It punishes the poor more. It would punish people who don't drive at all. And they need some Democratic votes to get this through. So it's not clear at all. Everybody agrees the roads need to be fixed, and nobody wants to pay for them. So that's where we are.
Well, if everyone agrees the roads need to be fixed, why is a plan to deal with this so elusive?
Because somebody has to pay for it. And the politicians, who will mainly have to run for re-election next year, everybody in the legislature, if they're not term limited, don't want to, especially in the Republican Party, a primary opponent, a Tea Party opponent, saying, look, you voted to raise people's taxes yet again. There's one Republican senator who claims this can be done without any taxes at all, that it can be done just through natural growth, which nobody else believes. But there's a problem. Everybody agrees the roads need to be fixed. Nobody wants to be blamed for raising taxes to fix them, except the governor.
And finally, Jack, the automatic federal spending cuts or sequestration went into effect on Friday. What effects have we seen so far in Michigan?
Not very much, Christine. I think there's some hope, which is fading, that within a couple weeks they would come back and do something to take care of this. The cuts, most people say, won't be felt toward the end of this month, but they're going to hit programs like Head Start. They're going to hit some defense appropriations. Some business people have been talking about maybe having to lay people off if there's less money from Washington. The effect of this particular round of the sequestration cuts, the total estimated is $500 million impacting Michigan. Of course, that is a multiplier effect. But I think the honest answer is people are just waiting to see, but nobody expects. If this stays in place, it won't be good for the recovery.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.